Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Hello. This is an unashamed plug for Lutheran Radio UK. I don't need to remind you how good Lutheran Radio UK is. You're listening. Nevertheless, I was spurred on to consider the history of Lutheran Radio UK after hearing a program recently. Of course, mentioning it is a bit like a parent saying which is their favourite child, and that's unwise. But in the spirit of sometimes reading something and wishing that I had written it, I did hear myself saying recently, I wish everyone had heard that. The Lutheran Inquisitor, Pastor John Ehlers, was interviewing the Reverend Dr. Robert Kolb, who was one of the preeminent Luther and Reformation scholars in the world, about Luther's prayer book, and the starting point was that it is not what one expects. It isn't a book of prayers per se, but more a manual about living and understanding our relationship with Jesus and how that shapes our living, and in this case, our praying. Because Luther had shifted his orientation, his foundation, to what God had done in Jesus Christ, and does through his word, baptism, and Holy Communion, he felt strongly that the prayer books needed to reflect this perspective and that the medieval prayer books needed a thorough reformation. And he wrote this personal prayer book in 1522 as a beginning for the larger work needed to help Christians live evangelically. It was so popular that it went through 9 editions in 1522 alone, and there were many editions printed in the subsequent years. If you've never read it, you would still be familiar with it because you would find in it a lot of what we have in the small and large catechisms written in the late 1520s. Luther's prayer book wasn't about praying someone else's prayers, but about thinking, reflecting, praying, and doing, that is, living, as Jesus directed us. Luther didn't just want people to pray. He wanted them to know what they were doing theologically, and how to relate to Jesus confidently. That's how life should be lived. Not in fear, but in faith, hope, and love. Christian theology is about truth and context. The gospel doesn't change, but we can muddle it and almost hide it under all sorts of things. And Dr. Kolb presented the Luther of 1522 in his context, working out how the gospel impacted people of his day. Luther, too, is on a journey. He isn't perfect. He creates situations and he responds to situations, but God is faithful. And I think the content of the 2 episodes are worth hearing if you're interested in the early Reformation and what was happening in the 1520s. But also, I think, there is encouragement there to look at our context of 2022 and the 2020s, and consider how the gospel impacts us and society today. And that's what you find in all the programs on Lutheran Radio UK. Truth and context. How the unchanging gospel of our faithful God impacts our world today. And what is happening in our world when the gospel is not known, or worse, when Jesus is pushed away. Our context, of course, includes the church. And yes, we have a checkered history, especially when we have not trusted and lived by the gospel. But, like the lad Samuel, let us always be saying each day, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening," and remember our context, and live to the glory of God. And Lutheran Radio UK helps us with truth and context. Thanks for listening. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to follow him and walk along the way that leads to eternal life. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.